All right, get your Bibles. Let's open into Psalm number 113, Psalm number 113 sa Bible. Psalm number 113. And nandiyan ang study notes natin. But Psalm number 113, titingnan natin yung 113, 114 at saka 115 dahil medyo naman may plate ang mga psalms na ito. So we're going through the book of Psalms. Pinag-aaralan natin ang aklat ng Psalms sa Wednesdays at aabot tayo ng Psalm 150 at tatapusin natin ang book of Psalms. And so an amazing journey as we're going through the book of Psalms. And we're looking at 113 tonight. So let's go ahead and I'll just read the first verse and then we'll open in prayer. And then pasok na tayo sa pag-aaral ng Psalms. Psalm 113 verse 1, praise ye the Lord. Praise, O ye servants of the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. Let us pray and ask God to bless them. Father in heaven, we thank you that we can praise your name. And that your name is worthy of praise. I pray, Father, that we would get into the attitude and the heartbeat of praising you in spite of circumstances. Help us to grow in the Lord in that area, to glorify you no matter what happens. And I pray that that would be a blessing to you, Lord, that we would be able to bless you in our situation. So, Father, we just ask your hand of blessing upon us. We pray for your forgiveness of our sins and cleansing and ask that you help us now. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. So ang sabi ng Bible dito, praise ye the Lord. At kung papansinin mo yung verse 1, it says praise ye the Lord. Tingnan mo yung last verse, the very last line of verse number 9 says praise ye the Lord. So we open in praise and we close in praise. At ang tawag natin dito ay inclusio sa pag-aaral natin ng Psalms. When the first verse matches the last verse, that is called an inclusio or an envelope. And so, this is an inclusio of praise or an envelope of praise or bookends of praise. Praise ye the Lord. So sa Hebrew na pag-aaralan natin sa hinaharap, ang Hebrew ng praise ye the Lord ay hallelujah. At ang ibig sabihin ng hallelujah ay hallel, meaning praise, and Jah, meaning Jehovah. So yun ang pangalan ni Jehovah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Now, there should never be a time when we do not praise the Lord. Imagine, sa araw natin, dapat punong-puno tayo ng praises sa Panginoon. That's good. I like to hear little children. That means buhay tayo. Amen. So don't worry. Meron kami mga laruan doon sa kabila para sa kanya. All right. Oh, yes. Okay, so praise ye the Lord. So there should never be a time when we don't praise the Lord. So ibig sabihin, pag pumunta ka sa church, pero hindi ka marunong mag-praise sa Panginoon, praise sa Panginoon, walang kabuluhan ang pag-church. Do you see that? There's no point in reading the Bible if it doesn't end in prayer or lead to prayer. So praising the Lord is what we should be involved in. We should be doing the praise of God. And sabi ng Bible dito, praise ye, O ye servants of the Lord, praise the name of the Lord. So, ito ay utos. This is imperative. It is a command. Wala tayong option. Hindi po optional ang hindi tayo mag-pray, praise sa Panginoon. So, ito ang challenge natin as Christians. Ano man ang pagsubok natin sa buhay, kailangan matuto tayo na mag-praise sa Panginoon. We need to learn to praise Him no matter what situation we're involved in. Biro mo sa mga bad news na naririnig natin, sa mga bad reports na naririnig natin, sa mga situations na napakahirap, sa mga testings and trials sa buhay, pwede tayong mag-complain, pwede tayong mag-murmur, pero mas mainam kung matuto tayong mag-praise. And again, praise is what God deserves. Ang praise, nanggagaling yan sa pagsasamba. At ang pagsasamba ay nanggagaling sa takot sa Diyos. Kung wala tayong takot sa Diyos, hindi tayo sasamba ng mahusay, wala tayong praise sa Kanya. Kaya natin nakakalimutan mag-praise dahil wala tayong takot sa Diyos. So that is a sin against God. Praise comes from worshiping the Lord. And again, I say, coming to church without the spirit of praise is a sin. It's counterproductive. Kung gusto mo mag-church at makuha mo lahat ng blessings na intended para sa iyo sa Panginoon, come with the attitude of praising God. Come praising the Lord. Even though your situation is not right, praise the Lord anyway, and you will get the most out of church every single time. Praise is medicine. Praise is protection, you see. Praising the Lord is your weapon against the devil. Praising God. The Bible is all about praising the Lord. So, when we say praise, meron tayong evaluation, ascertaining. We ascertain the worth of God. Gaano pa kahalaga ang Diyos sa'yo? That is what praise is all about. Kung paano mo binibigyang halaga ang Diyos, you are praising Him. Verse number 2, blessed be the name of the Lord from this time forth and forevermore. Yung blessed be the name of the Lord, yung blessed, ibig sabihin ng blessed, is to speak words of excellency regarding the Lord. Not words of complaining, not words, bad words, but words that bless the Lord and exalt the Lord and lift the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Look at this. From this time forth and forevermore. Ibig sabihin, sa kawalang hanggan. Salamat sa Diyos, meron tayong forevermore. Before na nasave tayo, alam mo, patungo tayo sa isang dagat-dagatang apoy. Patungo tayo sa isang impyerno. Pero dahil sa grasa ng Diyos kay Jesus Christ, siya ay namatay, nilibing, at muling nabuhay para sa atin, at tinanggap natin siya, binigyan tayo ng Panginoon ng forevermore. And we can praise Him and bless His name forevermore. Now, blessing His name comes from speaking words of excellence about Him, praise and evaluating Him, and giving Him worth. And so, let me ask you a question. Do you bless the Lord? We should, from this time forth, forevermore. From the rising, verse 3 of the sun, until the going down of the same, the Lord's name is to be praised. So, biro mo, pagsikat ng araw, hanggang lumubog ang araw, purihin ang pangalan ng Panginoon. And now the sun rises on the east. And so, lahat ng mga nasa dulo ng east, gising na yan, tulog pa yung nasa west. Kasi yung sinag ng araw wala pa. But kung merong Kristiyano doon sa dulo, dapat pagpatak pa lang ng sinag ng araw, nakaluhod na at nagbibigay pagpupuri sa Diyos. Ganon din yung sinag ng araw habang nagsa-travel siya. Pag gising ng umaga, matuto na tayo mag-praise sa Panginoon. Let us learn to give God praise in the morning. Thank God for the morning. And praise Him in the morning. And it proceeds. Praise Him in the afternoon. And before you go to bed, praise Him in the evening. Thanking God all day long from the rising of the sun to the going down of the same. By the way, did you notice the cosmology of David? Who's moving, the earth or the sun? The sun. See? Yung evolutionist scientist sabi nila, yung earth ang nagro-rotate sa sun. Hindi sila nagbabasa ng Bible. Look at the cosmology. And so you have the rising of the sun till the going down of the sun. We ought to praise God every day. So ito ang challenge ko sa inyo. Sana maging church tayo na matuto tayo na mag-praise sa Panginoon no matter what. Good news, we praise Him. Bad news, we praise Him. He is worthy to be praised. So, verse number 4, the Lord is high above all nations. Oh, I love that. Sa isip ng United Nations, sila ang namumuno sa daigdig. Pero sa imagination lang nila yon. Sino talaga ang namumuno sa daigdig natin? The Lord is high above all nations. And His glory above the heavens, plural, heavens. Ilan yung heavens sa Bible? Tatlo. Okay? Sky, firmament sa taas, yung between, araw, moon, stars. Tapos yung ikatlong heaven, throne of God. That's right. And so the Lord's glory is above the heavens. So, sa verse 4 hanggang verse 9, may dalawang dahilan kung bakit dapat natin i-praise ang Panginoon. Sa verse 4 to 6, yung glory ng Panginoon. Mag-isip ka lang sa kadakilaan ng Diyos at magbibigay puri ka na sa Diyos. Dahil siya ay napakadakila. Verse 5, who is like unto the Lord our God who dwelleth on high? By the way, na pinag-aaralan natin sa Sunday afternoon, yung book of Micah. Naalala niyo si Micah? Anong ibig sabihin ng pangalan ni Micah? Who is like unto the Lord? So in verse 5, kung babasahin mo yung Hebrew Bible, ang nakasulat doon, Micah Yehovah. Who is like unto the Lord? And so, that's the name of Micah. Micah Yehovah. Our God, who dwelleth on high, who humbleth Himself to behold the things that are in the earth. So ito yung pangalawang dahilan kung bakit natin ipipraise ang Panginoon. Hindi lang sa Kanyang glory, yun ang unang dahilan. Ito yung pangalawang dahilan, dahil sa Kanyang pagpapakumbaba. Oh, verse number 6, who humbleth Himself. And the Bible teaches us that He thought not itself to be equal with God, but emptied Himself, but humbled Himself. Let me go to Philippians chapter 2. I'll just read it for you. In Philippians chapter 2, verse number 7. Verse 6, who being in the form of God thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made Himself of no reputation, took upon Him the form of a servant, and was made in the likeness of men, and being found fashion as a man, He humbled Himself. Boy, that fulfills verse number 6. He humbled Himself to behold the things that are in the earth, that are in heaven and in the earth. So, kaya tayo nagbibigay puri sa Diyos, hindi lang dahil sa siya ay dakila, kundi siya rin ay nagpakumbaba. Dahil kung hindi nagpakumbaba ang Diyos, hindi siya nagkatawang tao, hindi siya namatay, nilibing at muling nabuhay para sa atin, wala tayong pag-asa. There's no hope for us apart from the condescending grace and incarnation of Jesus Christ. We would end up in a lake of fire paying for our own sins. We would be of all men most miserable because we don't have a Savior if He did not humble Himself. You see? And so when you think about the glory of God and the grace of God, that results in praising Him. Mauuwi yan sa pagpupuri sa Panginoon. Nakakalimutan lang natin. Kaya dapat nasa church tayo, reminder. We need to be reminded. Oh yeah, we have many reasons to praise the Lord. And even though things are not going well the way I like it to go, I still have a forevermore. Verse number 7, He raiseth up the poor out of the dust. Aren't you glad for that? Amen. I'm thankful for that. And lifted the needy out of the dunghill, that He may set him with princes, even with the princes of His people. He maketh the barren woman to keep house. Naalala niyo si Hannah sa Old Testament? Wala siyang child, gusto niya magkaroon ng baby, kaya lang hindi siya binigyan ng pabor ng Diyos. Anong ginawa ni Hannah? She prayed and prayed and God finally gave her the answer. At anong ginawa niya kay Samuel? Was she selfish with Samuel or did she dedicate Samuel to temple? She dedicated it to the Lord. So you see, ganyan talaga ang buhay Kristiyano. Pag sinagot ng Diyos yung mga prayers mo, isauli mo sa Diyos. We are blessed to be a blessing. That's why we're blessed. God wants us to be a blessing. And more than blessing others, we need to bless the Lord and bless Him and praise Him. He maketh the barren woman to keep house. I think of Sarah. Yan na naman si Sarah. Remember Abraham and Sarah? Nung ginalitaan siya ng anghel na siya ay magiging nanay, natumawa lang siya. She just laughed at God. But the last laugh was the Lord. And immediately she felt that she was with child. This is the God that we serve. Ano yung emptiness sa buhay mo? What is that which is empty in your life? And you're asking God to fill it. Well, whatever that is, ask the Lord. And when the Lord answers, dedicate that to the Lord. And let the Lord have His way in your life. He maketh the barren woman to keep house and to be a joyful mother of children. Isa sa mga joys ng pagiging magulang ay yung hindi lang na ikaw ay nagbigay buhay sa isa pang sa isang buhay, ikaw rin ay nagagalak na ma-experience mo yung pagdala ng bata, paglaki ng bata, pag-alaga ng bata, pag-provide para sa bata. And there's a sense of fulfillment and accomplishment. Can I say something? He makes us fruit-bearing Christians. When we depend on the Lord and we praise the Lord and we thank Him and we're faithful to Him, He makes us fruitful. Na, yung iba walang anak, pero marami silang anak sa Panginoon. You see? Yung iba walang pamilya, pero may pamilya sila sa church. You see? Na mas close pa kaysa sa regular family, kung tutuusin. Why? Because He's the one who makes us fruitful. And it's the Lord who raises us up. It's the Lord who lifts us up. And when you think about the glory and the grace of God, it will result in praising Him. All right, let's look at Psalm number 114. Psalm 114. Ito naman is a psalm of redemption. A psalm of redemption. So, by the way, from Psalm 113 hanggang Psalm 118, we call that set of psalms the Hallelujah Psalms or the Hallel Psalms or the Great Hallel Psalms. Because each psalm magnifies the praise of the Lord. And when Jesus was instituting the Lord's Supper, naalala niyo umawit siya? Ano kaya yung inawit niya? Well, Psalm 113 hanggang Psalm 118. He could have very well sung Psalm 113 or the entire Hallel set from 113 to 118 prior to the establishment of the Lord's Supper and after the Lord's Supper. So, biro mo, yung gabi na pinakalast na gabi niya sa mundong ito na hindi siya ipapako sa krus, yung midnight na yan, nandun na siya. They already took him from the garden. But prior to his suffering on the cross, what was in the lips of the Lord? Praise ye the Lord. Praise ye servants of the Lord. You see, the Lord teaches by example. And so, let's look at Psalm 114, a psalm of redemption. This here rehearses the liberty that Israel experienced from Egypt. And so, verse 1, when Israel went out of Egypt, the house of Jacob, from a people of strange language, ano kaya yung language ng Egyptian? Egyptian. Ano yung language ng Israel? Hebrew. All right, so we're going to learn some Hebrew here next Sunday. And so, strange language. Kaya yung Tagalog siguro sa tenga ng Hebrew, strange language. Pero sa atin, pag pinag-aralan natin yung language nila, strange yun sa atin. So, but we need to get a head start. Kasi pagdating ng millennial kingdom, lahat mag-speak ng Hebrew. So, we need to learn Hebrew because we're going to be speaking Hebrew in the future. Anyway. But anyway. Verse 2, Judah was his sanctuary and Israel his dominion. So, the Lord dwells with his people. So, sabi dito, si Judah, sanctuary niya. Ibig sabihin, yung simbahan ng Panginoon, yung tribu ng Judah. Yung Israel ay ang kanyang pinamumunuan. Nakatira ang Diyos sa Israel, kumbaga, doon sa lumang tipan. Pero sa bagong tipan, saan nakatira ang Diyos? Sa Israel pa rin? No. Saan nakatira ang Diyos sa bagong tipan? Sa church, yes. At sa puso, sa bawat Kristiyano. Ang katawan natin ay ang templo ng banal na Espiritu Santo ng Diyos. God dwells in every believer. And God also dwells in the midst of His churches. So don't forget, there's a corporate aspect to His presence and there's a personal aspect to His presence. And so, this is a biblical truth. Verse number 3, the sea saw it and fled. Nung nakita ng dagat si Jehovah Lord, anong ginawa ng dagat? Tumakbo. Naalala niyo si Moses nung tinaas niya yung kanyang tungkod at hinati ng Diyos yung Red Sea? Okay? Now, question. Natural ba na pwedeng hatiin ang dagat? Hindi nature yun, no? Supernatural yun. Miracle yun galing sa Diyos. The mountain skipped like Jordan was driven back. Yun naman Jordan, kailan nangyari nung hinati yung Jordan River? Doon naman sa kapanahon ni Joshua. Naalala ninyo? So Moses, the sea, Joshua, the Jordan River, God took nature and parted it in half. It's not natural for water to part like that. But God's presence and power enables things to happen, you see. Now, mountains skip like rams, little hills like lambs. Well, do mountains skip? No, not really. It's terra firma. Pero yung terra firma is not so firma. When the Lord moves, you see. What ailed thee, O thou sea, that thou fleddest, thou Jordan, that hast driven back, ye mountains, ye skip like rams, ye little hills like lambs? So, what is God trying to teach us here? Yung presence at power ng Panginoon ay pwedeng magsubo ng mga natures natin. God's presence and power can split our nature. Hindi ho natural sa atin yung mag-praise, yung mag-pray. Hindi natural sa atin yung mag-serve sa Panginoon. Hindi natural. Sometimes napipilitan tayo. Hindi natural yung nakikinig ka sa pangangaral ng salita ng Diyos na nag-aaral ka ng salita ng Diyos. These are contrary to our nature. Alam niyo ba yung nature natin? Tamad. Impatient. Angry. Complaining. Ano pa yung nature natin? Yung nature ng tao. Sakim, selfish. That's our nature. And by the way, when you're saved, nawawala ba yung old nature? Huh? No. Nope. Sorry. Hindi nawawala yung old nature. Wala tayong pakpak, hindi tayo anghel. We are still the same. Ang difference lang, nung tinanggap natin si Jesus Christ, dinagdagan niya ng new nature, yung old nature natin. We have the new nature because of Jesus Christ. Now, I share this to say that when the presence of God is felt and you know you are right with the Lord, God will enable you to defeat your old nature and to exercise the new nature. Yun, may experience mo yun. Look at Ephesians chapter 4, verse 22. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 22. Ephesians 4:22. Kaya pala, pag Kristiyano ka at hindi ka surrender sa Diyos, yung dati mong ugali, bumabalik yon at mas masahol pa. So every day, mag-desisyon ka. Yung old nature ba ang mananalo o yung new nature ang mananalo sa buhay mo? Anong gusto mo? Oh, huwag ka magpa-control sa old nature. Magpa-control ka sa Holy Spirit ng Panginoon para madaig mo yung old nature. Look at Ephesians chapter 4 verse 22. Ephesians 4:22, that ye put off concerning the former conversation. Yan yung dati mong buhay. The old man which is corrupt according to the deceitful lusts. And verse 23, and be renewed. Ayon ang kailangan natin, renewed in the spirit of your mind. Verse 24, that ye put on the new man. Ayon. Kung paano nagbibihis tayo sa umaga? Bibihis tayo. Sinusuot natin yung bagong damit, ganun din yung godliness. Kailangan magdesisyon tayo araw-araw. Lord, pumupuri ako sa iyo. At Lord, sinosurrender ko yung dati kong buhay, yung dati kong ugali. Lord, ikaw po ang manaig sa akin. Let me feel your presence, Lord. Let me praise you and thank you and bless you that you can overcome my old nature. God can do that. And God expects that of us. Verse 7, tremble thou earth at the presence of the Lord, at the presence of the God of Jacob, which turned the rock into standing water. Sa kaya ng Diyos, palitan yung bato at gawing tubig. And flint, yung sunog, yung apoy, into fountains of water. You see, nature is controlled by the Lord. And so, if you want to control your old nature, hindi mo kayang gawin yun sa kapangyarihan mo. Kailangan mo ng kapangyarihan ng banal na Espiritu Santo ng Diyos. The power of the Holy Spirit of God will enable you to defeat the old nature and to renew in your spirit of your mind and to put on the new man. So mag-pray kayo, matuto tayo mag-pray. Lord, sinusurrender ko yung buhay ko today, bukas ng umaga, pagpatak ng araw. Lord, I want to praise you. Lord, I want to bless you. Lord, I confess I have my old nature. By the way, yung old nature natin, gising na yan. 1 hour before tayo pag gumising. Nandyan na yung dating ugali. Okay? Examine yourself. Huwag kang magpa-control sa old nature. Lalo na ikaw ay born-again Christian, meron kang kapangyarihan galing sa Diyos para masugpo yung mga natural tendencies natin. And so the Lord is able to do that. So ang galing ng Psalm 114, we need to think about that. Psalm 115, the last psalm for tonight that we will look at. Ito ay yung psalm sa kalagitnaan ng apostasya. What is that? Apostasy, yung pagtiwalag sa pananampalataya. Ito yung psalm naman. Naalala ninyo yung children of Israel nung lumabas sila sa Egypt? Sila, lumabas sila sa Egypt, pero iniwan ba nila yung Egypt? Yung dinala pa rin nila yung ugali na nakuha nila sa Egypt, yung pagsamba sa mga Diyos-Diyosan. Nakuha ni yung mga idol yan, idol ito, idol, idol, idol. So, eto ngayon, pinagpapatuloy ng psalm, yung kasaysayan ng Israel's experience sa kagubatan. Verse number 1. Not unto us, O Lord, not unto us, but unto thy name give glory for thy mercy and for thy truth's sake. Interesado ho ang Diyos sa kanyang pangalan. Kaya dapat we glorify his name always. Huwag tayo magpasikat. Alam niyo yung generation ng mga kabataan ngayon, mahilig sila sa selfie. Yung Facebook page, palaging sarili. Say, Brother Bill, against ka ba sa Facebook? No, I'm not against Facebook. Ang Facebook, nakikita mo kung anong nasa puso ng tao. I get irritated at Facebook because you can see what's in the heart of man. And usually, what's in the heart of man is self. But hindi mo gamitin yung Facebook mo para i-promote si Jesus Christ. Maging Kristiyano ka sa Facebook. Dapat alam ng mga kaibigan mo na mahal mo si Jesus Christ. Not unto us, O Lord, not unto us, but unto thy name give glory. Ang problema ng Facebook, yung glory sa atin, sa sarili. Self-glorification. That's the problem of Facebook. Well, not just Facebook, but social media. But not just social media. That's just, it just shows you the heart of man. Man wants, man, I feel so good when people like me. Like. Let's see if I can promote myself some more. But the Bible says, not unto us, but unto thy name give glory. For thy mercy and for thy truth's sake. Wherefore should the heathen say, where is now their God? Itong mga hindi saved, pag nakikita ka nagdurusa, magtataka yan, nasan yung Diyos mo ngayon? Alam mong sagot dyan? Daniel chapter 3 verse 18. Go to Daniel chapter 3 verse 18. When things don't go your way and you're surrendered to the Lord and it seems like you're losing and it's not going well, well, you might as well make up your mind. Daniel chapter 3 verse 18. Tingnan mo ang Daniel chapter 3 verse 18. I remember the three Hebrew children. They refused to bow to the idol. And as a result, they were going to be thrown into the furnace of fire. And Daniel chapter 3 verse 18 says, but if not, if God doesn't deliver us, if not, be it known unto thee, O king, that we will not serve thy gods, nor worship the golden image which thou hast set up. Eh, kung hindi naman kami delivered ng Panginoon, sasabihin na lang namin sa iyo, King, hindi pa rin kami sasamba sa Diyos-Diyosan mo. You see? Job chapter 13. Go to Job, the book of Job. By the way, pagtapos na tayo sa Psalms, tatalakayan natin yung book of Job. Go over to the book of Job. Boy, I wish we get the conviction of the three Hebrew children and the conviction of Job. Job chapter 13, verse 15. Job chapter 13, verse 15. Where is your God, Hebrew children? Where is your God, Job? Well, Job chapter 13, verse 15 says, though he slay me, yet will I trust in him. You see? Kahit napatay na ako ng Diyos, I will trust in him. We need to grow to that point. But verse 3, but our God is in the heavens. He hath done whatsoever he hath pleased. Now ngayon, yung verse 5 hanggang verse 8, patungkol sa pagsamba sa mga Diyos-Diyosan. Idolatry. Verse 4, their idols are silver and gold and the work of man's hands. They have mouths, but they speak not. Eyes have they, but they see not. They have ears, but they hear not. Noses have they, but they smell not. They have hands, but they handle not. Feet they have, but they walk not. Neither speak they through their throat. Itong masaklap, verse 8. Itong pinakamasaklap sa mga idolatry. Verse 8, they that make them are like unto them. Well, if you worship an idol, you're just as dead as the idol is. You see, there's no spiritual life. Walang spiritual life sa pagsasamba sa mga idols. Kaya tanong ko sa iyo, sinong idol ng buhay mo? Ha? Si Rapi? Sabi yung idol? Ha? Idol natin, si Rapi? No? We should not idolize anybody. We should worship the Lord God alone. Ha? Huwag nyo rin i-idol yung pastor nyo, missionary nyo, whatever. Ha? Punong-puno ang fundamentalism ng pagtaas ng idols. Nagiging mayor na, senador na, compromiser pa, pero ginagawa pa rin idol. Sign my Bible. Nung sign my Bible, hindi ko naman aklat yan. No, you're an idol worshiper. If you are an idol worshiper, you are as dead as the idols you worship. There's no spiritual life in that. Kaya huwag kayo ma-impress sa tao. Ma-impress tayo sa Panginoon. Pag nakita nyo yung tao, magpasalamat kayo sa Diyos. Always fix your eyes on the Lord. They that make them are like unto them, so is everyone that trusteth in them. Verse 9, O Israel, trust thou in the Lord. He is their help and their shield. O house of Aaron, trust in the Lord. He is their help and their shield. O ye that fear the Lord, trust in the Lord. He is their help and their shield. So tatlo yan, Israel, Aaron, Levites, and you that fear the Lord. And so he will help us and he will be our shield. Verse 12, the Lord hath been mindful of us. He will bless us. He will bless the house of Israel. He will bless the house of Aaron. He will bless them that fear the Lord, both small and great. The Lord shall increase you more and more, and you and your children. Ye are blessed of the Lord which made heaven and earth. You know, God is the creator of heaven and earth. Siya ang manlilikha. So tanong, may problema ba na hindi kayang isolve ng manlilikha? Oh, wala naman. Kaya hinihikayat tayo, matakot tayo sa Kanya at sumamba tayo sa Kanya. Huwag sa mga Diyos-Diyosan. He is the creator. And because He is the creator, He can bless. There's no trouble that He cannot handle. Nothing. Verse 16, kayang-kaya ng Panginoon na isolve yung mga problema natin. Look at verse 16. The heavens, even the heavens of heavens, are the Lord's, but the earth He hath given to the children of men. And so, tandaan natin, sa kalangitan, sa trono ng Diyos, nandun yung Savior natin. Nandun yung kaibigan natin. Nandun yung hari at pari natin. Nandun sa kalangitan. And when we pray, we access that throne. Verse number 17, the dead praise not the Lord. Nasaan yung mga patay? Nasa sementeryo. Oh, sila ba nagpe-praise sa Panginoon? Hindi. So, kung hindi ka marunong mag-praise sa Panginoon, if you don't know how to praise, you're dead. Not that you lose your salvation. I'm not talking about losing salvation. I'm talking spiritually dead. So again, you're here in church, but do you praise God in your heart? Kung wala kang praise dito sa puso, yung pag-church mo, parang cemetery na rin ito. You see? Neither any, that any go down into silence, that's the grave, the silence of the grave. But we who are alive, we who are blessed, but we will bless the Lord from this time forth forevermore. Praise the Lord. Let us pray and ask God to bless us then. Father in heaven, we thank you, Lord, for your precious words. We thank you for the challenge of praising you and praying to you and blessing you and serving you, the living God. Lord, I pray that you would bless us, Lord, and to go against our nature, Lord, and to bless us with that new nature. Help us, Lord, to access the Holy Spirit of God every day, that He would lead us and guide us and apply and renew our minds and refresh us, Lord, spiritually and renew us in the inner man day by day. Help us to walk with you from the rising of the sun to the going down of the same. Help us to praise you, knowing that praise protects us, it pleases you, preserves us, Lord, and it would be glorifying to you, Lord. We ask that you would be glorified in our midst. We love you, Lord, for your glory, for your grace, and there's more reasons to be thankful and to praise you. And we ask that you help us in this area, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.